What is wrong with eating clean meat? Question number 148. In the light of Matthew 15:11 and other scriptures, is it not clear that vegetarianism is of man, and not of God? Answer. If the scriptures cited constituted the Bible's entire treatment of the subject, then an unqualifiedly affirmative answer to the question might be necessary. But in the beginning God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." Genesis 1:29. All this, and naught else, was to be the meat of mankind. Thus in the beginning, man's diet did not include flesh food. Not till after the flood, when every green thing on the earth had been destroyed, did he receive permission to eat flesh. Then God said, "Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things." Genesis 9:3. Later, though, while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, God provided them with manna. But when they murmured against it and attributed its phenomenon only to circumstances, claiming that it was impossible to obtain flesh foods in the desert, he literally and angrily heaped quail upon them. At what price, though? Thousands died in order to teach the lesson that the manna was not the mere result of circumstances, but rather a purposive providence. For while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Numbers 11:33. Because the Exodus movement was to fit up a people to take the promised land, and to set up the kingdom then, as we are now, they were charged to abstain from all flesh foods. And because John the Baptist bore an important message in his day, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," Matthew 3:2, similar to ours today, his diet was of honey and of the fruit of the locust tree. How much more important, then, as our types teach, that we, who have the culminating message of the gospel, and who are the vanguard of the hosts of the eternal kingdom, defile not the temples of our souls with that which our types were forbidden to eat. Furthermore, as the Elijah of Malachi 4:5 and Matthew 17:11 is to restore all things before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, then necessarily he will restore vegetarianism, man's original dietary. Then, not only man but beast as well will be strict vegetarians, and all will once again consort together in the renewed fellowship of Edenic peace. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf, and the young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw, like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11:6 9. Still further, if the words, "Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man," Matthew 15:11, be understood to mean that it matters not what we eat or drink, then why should we not eat swine's flesh, drink tea, coffee, and even liquor, and smoke tobacco? Indeed, eat and drink whatever we please,